Part of what makes each of us unique is the fact that we all have different tastes. Take hobbies, for instance. Mine is baseball. Yours might be reading or sewing or, well, just about anything. But Kirk McGinty has a really unusual hobby, war. He's fascinated with battles and strategy and conquest and, of course, victory. In fact, he thinks about it quite a lot.
Oh, this is great. This is just great.
Calm down, Epstein.
Oh, that's wonderful advice. We're pinned down by heavy crossfire from a Viet Cong bunker, separated from our unit. We got no walkie-talkie, no air assistance. Would you mind telling me what I have to be calm about?
All right, so we're in a tough spot. Going 90 ain't gonna help matters. Wait a minute. Somebody's on the top of the bunker. Give me the binocular.
Who is it?
It's Captain McGinty. He's got a grenade. He can't toss it from up there. The angle's all wrong.
Yeah, but wait a minute. He's not staying up. He's diving in front of the bunker.
There goes a grenade. It's gonna blow.
It worked. Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. What about the captain?
Wait a minute. I can't see him. Oh, there's too much dust.
Wait.
He's motioning us to come forward. He's all right.
Yeah. He did it. Let's hear it for Captain McGinty.
Kirk McGinty.
Huh? What?
Would you mind joining the rest of the class?
Sorry, Mr. Altman.
I was just about to comment on your report on the Vietnam War. It's, very interesting, to say the least.
Really? Thanks!
It's too bad most of your facts are wrong.
What do you mean, wrong?
The fact is that we really shouldn't have been over there at all. A lot of innocent people were killed just because the U.S. stuck its nose in where it didn't have any business.
But what about the soldiers? If that's true, then all the soldiers who fought over there died for nothing.
That's right, Kirk. They did. They all went over there and died for nothing. Well, that's it for today. Now, I know this is the start of a 3-day weekend. Normally, I don't like to give homework on holidays, but this time, I'm not going to give you any either. Have a good weekend, everyone. Kirk, I thought you'd be out the door.
Do you really think the soldiers in Vietnam died for nothing?
Yes, Kirk, I do. You know, if you really want to find out what went on in Vietnam, I suggest you read this book.
Vietnam, the real story.
It tells all about what our soldiers did in Southeast Asia.
Thanks. Do you think the soldiers who fought in Vietnam were killers, Mr. Altman?
I think some of them were, Kirk. Yes.
Have a nice weekend, Mr. Altman. On March 29th, 1971, a court-martial jury convicted Lieutenant William L. Calley, Jr. of the premeditated murder of 22 South Vietnamese people. Well, he may have done that, but my dad would never have killed innocent people.
Warfare.
That doesn't mean you have to act like real guerrillas, does it?
We thought you'd like a surprise attack, Commander.
Well, I did it, and stop calling me Commander.
Okay, Kirk. Are you ready to practice?
Practice what?
Our battle from the Civil War. The one we're supposed to do on Memorial Day, remember?
Yeah, I remember. I don't think I'm gonna be in it this year.
What are you talking about, Kirk? This whole thing was your idea. You can't back out now.
I just don't want to be in it, all right?
Wait a minute. I thought you were the one who wanted to be a soldier like your old man was.
Hey, just leave my dad out of this, okay?
Well, you're always bragging about him. What's the matter? You find out he wasn't the big hero you thought he was?
Shut up, Leo!
Ow! Stop pushing me!
Get up!
What's your problem, Kirk? I was just joking!
Yeah, right. Let go of me! I'm getting out of here.
Hey, Kirk! Kirk!
Man, I wonder what's eating him.
Hey, look, Kirk dropped his book. You think I should go give it to him? Nah, we'll give it to him on Tuesday. Let's go.
Phew, there, the last carton of ice cream.
How many did we stack anyway?
Oh, 200 gallons of chocolate, 200 gallons of vanilla, and 200 gallons of strawberries.
Are we expecting a big rush this weekend or something?
Well, in a way. You see, Monday is the annual Memorial Day picnic. The whole town will probably be there. You see, I always supply the ice cream, and there's fireworks and speeches, and this year they're going to unveil an Odyssey Veterans Monument right after the battle reenactment.
The battle re-what?
Reenactment. It's when our local Boy Scout troop sort of acts out a famous battle from one of the wars in which America fought.
Oh.
Speaking of which, here come some of the guys right now. Hi, fellas.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
I was just explaining to Connie here how your scout troop is going to act out a battle at the picnic Monday. Say, guys, where's Kirk? He's the one you should really talk to about the battle reenactment, Connie.
Yeah, only Kirk's not going to be in it this year. At least that's what he said a few minutes ago.
Yeah, he was real mad about it, too.
What? Why?
Ask him. I guess he didn't like what Mr. Altman said about his report on Vietnam.
Mr. Altman?
He's our new teacher. He just started this year.
Do you know what he said to Kirk?
No, Kirk stayed after school to talk with him.
I guess that's where he got this book.
Vietnam, the real story. You say your teacher gave this to him?
He must have. I don't remember Kirk having it when we walked to school this morning.
Maybe I should go have a talk with this Mr. Altman.
Why? What does Mr. Altman have to do with it? Maybe Kirk's just not as patriotic as you guys think he is.
Connie, Kirk's father died in Vietnam.
Oh, wow.
Kirk, I brought you some supper.
I'm not hungry.
Well, I'll just put it right here in case you change your mind. Are you still thinking about that book you read? This is my fault. I guess I thought by moving to a small town like Odyssey, I could protect you from all the bad attitudes people had about Vietnam. I should have known it would creep in sooner or later. I'm sorry, honey.
That's all right. Mom?
Hmm?
Could you tell me the story about the last time you saw Dad again?
Sure, sweetheart. Well, it was April 20th, 1975, just before the communists came in. You were just a glimmer in my eye then.
You were living in the embassy in Saigon, right?
Well, no, we weren't living in the embassy. We were married there, though. Your father was one of the Marines assigned there, and I worked as his secretary. That's how we met. I still remember his first day. He'd just been promoted to captain, and he was so proud. Well, he had to stay and help with the evacuation, but he wanted me to go on ahead and get settled. Last time I saw him, he was standing near the edge of a helicopter pad, helping a Vietnamese woman and her baby into the chopper. I remember he held the baby for a few minutes before he gave it back to her. And then my own chopper took off and I couldn't see him anymore. I never had the chance to tell him you were on the way, but, you know, I think he just knew somehow. And that's why he held that baby as long as he did. I guess it's pretty silly to get all choked up after all these years, isn't it? Kirk?
Vietnamese people.
No! He didn't do it!
A lot of innocent people died. Innocent people were killed.
My dad didn't do it. He was a soldier.
He was a murderer.
No!
Kirk?
Dad?
Dad!
Kirk. My son, Kirk.
They say you killed innocent people, Dad. Did you? Did you?
Kirk, son, I... Kirk, you have to go now. You've got to get out of the city. Come on now, get on this chopper.
Come with me, Dad.
Kirk, my son. Oh, I could just hold you a few more minutes. All right, go on. Go on, get out. Move.
Dad.
I love you, Kirk. I love you. I love you.
Dad.
They all died for nothing.
Dad, why'd you have to go? Why'd you have to die? Why?
We'll be back with more of today's adventure and Odyssey right after this. And now, the conclusion of today's adventure and Odyssey.
Mr. Altman?
Yes?
Hello, I'm John Whittaker.
Oh, you must be the Mr. Whittaker my students are always talking about. Won't you come in and sit down?
Yes, thank you.
Well, what can I do for you?
You have a young man in your class named Kirk McGinty, don't you?
Yes, he's a very bright student. Are you one of his relatives?
No, just a friend. Some of Kirk's buddies came into my store yesterday afternoon without Kirk. They said that you gave him this book. Is that correct?
Vietnam, the real story. Yes, I gave it to him.
Are you sure that was a wise move, Mr. Altman?
Look, Mr. Whittaker, I don't mean to be rude, but I really don't have to justify either what or how I teach to you. I felt Kirk had a very unrealistic view of the Vietnam conflict, and I wanted to set him straight.
Did you know that Kirk's father died in Vietnam, Mr. Altman?
No, I didn't know that.
Mr. Altman, here in Odyssey, we still take words like honor and duty and heroism very seriously. They still have a meaning here.
You sound just like my brother Eric, always talking about honor and duty to one's country.
And he's right.
Yes, well, do you know where all that patriotic talk got him? Killed, that's where. Gunned down during one of our raids into Cambodia.
Well, I'm sorry.
So am I. He was an artist. Such a waste. That's why I can't let Kirk keep his visions of battlefield glory, Mr. Whittaker. Now, if you'll excuse me, I still have papers to grade.
You know, Mr. Altman, I'm truly sorry about what happened to your brother. I can see how much he meant to you. But at least you had some time with him. That's something Kirk never had. You see, his dad died before he was born. You go on doing what you think you have to do, but let me tell you something. You're doing it at the risk of destroying a 12-year-old boy's image of his father. And that's a terrible, awful thing to do when that image is the only thing he's ever had.
Let's hear a big round of applause for the members of Troop 711 and their reenactment of the Battle of Gettysburg, folks. Don't worry, boys, we'll get the water sprinkler fixed. Okay, could I have your attention, please? It's time to unveil our Odyssey Veterans Monument, and I think it's only fitting that the people who actually do the unveiling should be the folks who work so hard to make this monument a reality. Joyce and Kirk McGinty, come on up here, would you? Kirk, there you are, boy. Kirk, would you like to say a few words, please?
No, I don't want to say anything.
I guess he's a little shy today, isn't he? Mrs. McGinney?
Yes, I'd like to say something. with your permission, I'd like to read a portion of one of my husband's last letters to me. I know that when all this is done, a lot of bad things will be said about what we were doing over here. Some of those things, I'm sorry to say, are true. That happens in war sometimes. I know that sounds like I'm trying to excuse the unexcusable, but I'm not. If the people who are against this war could just talk to some of the Vietnamese and hear the gratitude they express to us for helping them, I think they begin to understand a little better. That's what makes the price of freedom worth paying. And if I ever have a son someday, that's something I want to tell him. My husband, all the other Americans who fought in Vietnam or any other war paid that price for us and our children. And the people of those countries in which they fought. Let this monument serve to remind us and future generations of their sacrifice.
Thank you, Mr. McGinney. And now, Kirk, if you'd cut the ribbon for us, please.
Mom?
Go ahead, son.
That was a lovely speech, Joyce. I know it came right from your heart.
Thank you, Whit.
Mom, why didn't you ever show me that letter before?
I never had the need to before, Kirk.
I'm sorry for the way I've been acting.
Don't be, honey. Listen, you've reached the age where you don't always want to take my word on everything. Where you want to just test things out for yourself to see if they're true. And it's part of growing up, I guess. I'm just sorry your father had to be the first test.
I'm sorry for that too, Kirk.
Mr. Altman.
Don't act so surprised. I like picnics too.
But after what you said...
Kirk, sometimes teachers try so hard to get their point across. They say things they really shouldn't say. I owe you an apology.
That's okay, Mr. Altman. It's like my mom said. Sometimes you have to test the things you believe in.
Come on, Kirk. Let's go look at the monument.
Okay.
Speaking of the monument, I was just over there reading some of the names on it. The two of them stood out. One was the name Eric Altman. I don't know how it got on there, considering that he never lived in this town. But if you happen to find out who put it there, I'd appreciate it if you tell them I'm grateful.
I'll see that the message gets passed on.
The other name that stood out was Jerry Whitaker. Is he a relative of yours?
He was my son.
It never gets any easier, does it?
No, but that's what makes days like today special. Come on, I'll treat you to an ice cream.
Okay.
You know, sometimes it's difficult to know which side is right in a war, especially one like Vietnam. It's not like in Old Testament times when God told his leaders who and when they should fight. But one thing we can be sure of, whether it's in wartime or peacetime, is that God is always in control and always working his good and perfect will. The Price of Freedom was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell. Our producer was Steve Harris, and our executive producer was Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join me again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.